Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, being joined this morning by our special guest, Scott Capurro.
Morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, how are you guys?
Hello.
Fine.
It's nice and warm here in this room. We're in the guest room where it's freezing.
I told you to just turn up the heat.
It didn't work, Sarah. I kept touching it and pointing at it. I almost called you. I'm like, this isn't working. I think you turned it off because, like, you turned off the internet because you're a bit cheap, and you don't leave it on for guests. It's fine. It's fine. Whatever. It's fine. We'll bring more blankets next time. I didn't know. We're staying in a youth hostel. How are you guys?
Should ask for your money back, Scott.
Untrue.
Jesus. Yeah, you should ask for your money back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Scott, you should ask for a refund.
I'm thinking about it. Believe me. I'm going to write a letter. I'm writing an email in my mind right to the management. God. I get mad. It's like, Capurro, hold me. I'm like, what's wrong? It's freezing. He couldn't sleep all night. It's fine. He's baking a cake.
There's a heater in the room. You have to turn it on from the wall mount thing.
There's no heater yet. That's fine, Sarah. Whatever myth you're
saying. So listen,
right,
whatever myth you're saying, this is what he tells me earlier. He goes, oh, I tried to turn the heat up, but I pulled the thermostat off the wall.
I yanked it off the wall by myself. I was so cold. My hands were shaking so much.
I'll send you the repair bill the cleaning bill.
If I can write a check with my crippled, freezing hand, I'll try to pay that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's nice to be over here where the warm people live. How are you guys? Are you doing all right? The show sounds cute. Everything good? Yeah? Yeah?
Well, we're just waiting to hear if Vinny has COVID. That's the only...
Oh, Vinny. How many tests have you had? How many times have you been tested for the COVID?
You know what's funny is someone wrote in and said the same thing. They said, I thought you were tested once before. No, I had what I thought could be COVID, but turned out to be the flu. They flu tested me in... I guess that was February, and I was positive for the flu, so they didn't bother with a COVID test. And, you know, although it was a cough that kept me up for 2 days straight, they said I had the flu, and that was that. So right. I didn't right. do a COVID test. This other thing is hopefully just going to clear me to go home, and we're all good. So I'm just waiting for that to happen.
So hopefully. Do you think you had the COVID in February and now that's why you're immune? You have magic blood now? Do you think you have magic blood?
No, I don't think that I have magic blood by any stretch. In fact, they still don't know. You may be able to get this thing twice. So they still don't know if there is like an immunity once you've had it. But the truth is, if I tested positive for the flu and they're telling me I had the flu, I'm going to believe that I didn't have COVID and I'm hoping I don't have it this time either. That's
right.
All. And we've been super careful. Like, you're... I swear I look at people like Scott who are camping and running and swimming and going
and
to
mad
stores
at you when you won't hang out with them.
Yes.
Trying on wetsuits and all the things that you're up to. I'm up to none of that. So the idea that I would have it and you don't makes me furious.
It's weird, right? But yeah. I'm used to being careful and cautious from the last pandemic, Vinny. I think that you weren't as connected to the pandemic community in the 80s as I was. So I learned a lot of tactics and techniques to keep myself
healthy. Hold on a minute. So yes. You're saying that you changed your behavior and you were so much more careful. Is that what you're telling me? Because some of the stories you've told me would lead me to believe that you weren't careful at all.
Very devil may care, all right. If anything.
Well, you
in
might
fact,
not...
you yeah. told me your nickname at the bathhouse was Snowplow.
Oh, right. Well, that was all just made up for you. I was just trying to make you laugh. The reality was I was mostly isolated throughout the 80s. And I was studying my PhD in critical theory anyway, so I didn't really have the time.
What a load of horse crap.
Or the energy.
Full of it.
I was living behind a very thin wall trying to, I was staying alive from my parents because they needed me. So I'm still, yeah, well, I guess my dad's doing better now than ever before. God, I thought this was going to take him down, but it hasn't. What is wrong with this virus that it can't take down that 85-year-old man, for God's sake? He drinks and smokes all day long. This is what I'm saying. It's not a real virus if my dad's still alive. How powerful can it be?
He needs to throw some parties, Scott.
Oh, man. Something.
He's living a solitary life. That's why it's not getting him.
He's surrounded by old people who should, they should all be gone. What's going on? I don't get it. I don't get it. Obviously, he doesn't get it either. But Sarah, during your vacation, you were meant to hang out, and then you kept calling us saying, hey guys, let's hang out. And then we're like, okay, great. And then you call us the day before. Yeah, plans have changed. I'm staying home. You know, you sounded a little bit out of there. I know that you were drinking a bit too much over the vacation. I'm just saying, we felt like you maybe didn't want us around. That's why we didn't hang out with you much during your 2 weeks.
Yeah,
break.
We couldn't see you because we were exposed to someone who potentially might have had it. They were exposed. I told you about this, Vinny, this woman that's a good friend of ours. We saw a couple times between the time that she saw someone who tested positive and when her negative test came back.
Right.
So we didn't see you that first week. And then you had invited us to your show, which we were psyched to go. I was excited to go to an actual show, outdoors, social distance. And my kid said, you guys should not go to that.
Oh.
And he, over the course of a couple of days, he talked us right out of it. And I had to break the news to you. And
I know. Edson just thinks it's because we don't drink as much as you'd like us to when we're
That
here.
Is not the case. I love hanging out with you. You know that. I love both of you very much. When your Instagram was taken over yesterday by your husband because you were splayed out on the back porch.
What is it about? We come here and I pass out. It's so quiet here. I'm so tired. And he grabs the phone out of my pocket, just starts doing movies in the bathroom. Honey, what are you doing? Nothing, Gaboro. I can't be talking to someone. I think it's his family he's talking to. And then before you
know it, spying on me in my yard last night, too, it turns out.
He was watching you. He wanted to know what you were doing. And he found out that you were just filming your garden. I'm like, did she have a wine glass in her hand? Because that's why we're not invited. Mommy's tipsy and she's filming the birds. It's that weird thing. You're like my crazy aunt in the East Bay where she thinks that the animals talk to her. That's how you are a little bit, right? You think that the birds and the leaves and stuff and the...
I don't think that.
Is your little... Your
I
little
didn't even
bird...
know what he's talking about, me filming it. And the only filming I did was totally in a secret place. So I don't know how he even saw that.
He knows where you are at all times.
I guess so. I guess I need to be more careful when you guys are in the guest house.
Yeah, he's just keeping an
what
eye.
What is
you know that
secret
he follows
place
people.
You're talking about? Yeah. What are you saying?
I shot a little video of the backpack. It just looked so pretty yesterday that I shot a little video of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is so pretty. And then... Edson apparently was spying on me. So my feeling is I don't think he was in the guest house. I think he was out behind the fence.
Yeah, he was watching you a little bit. Just so you know, there's peepholes in the fence. Just so you know, I'm just saying. He may not be the only person watching you, Sarah. Creepy, right? I know,
but
it's good to know.
Oh, that is amazing.
It's good
for you, Sarah.
Peepos, they're the running theme in my life. So it turns out I'm getting spotted. He didn't even say hi. He didn't even say hi through the fence. Like
COVID, Sarah. He can't say hi. It's COVID.
He can say hi. No. And then I would have known not to, you know, take all my clothes off as I did.
No. Riley would get mad, and then it'd be a drama, and then we'd be kicked out of the house again. We were expecting a call on the Golden Gate Bridge, like, you guys, don't come over. Just drop off the equipment and then leave. We were expecting that, and we didn't get it. We were so excited. And then we saw you filming your fish, which made us feel hungry. So I went to Whole Foods and bought some fish, came back. The whole time we were waiting for that message, get out now, get out, get out. So thank you for letting us stay for 12, 13 hours. We really appreciate it.
I already said you can stay. Well, I'll show you how to work the friggin' heaters. It's not like you've never stayed there before.
I think I broke it.
I know. You pulled it off the wall. That's broken.
We tried to light a fire, but we couldn't do it. How do you light a fire in that little guest fireplace?
I've never used it.
Really?
I just don't know.
We can get some wood. You have wood in the garden, right? We'll just rub some wood together, right?
John will help you.
Oh, that'd be sweet. That'd be fun.
John will put on his hazmat suit and come over there. We're not allowed. I mean, honestly, Riley's very mad that you're even there. So.
I like when John gets all equipped, when he gets all hooked up with all this stuff. His lawnmower and his leaf blower and his hair dryer and, you know, his rubber boots, the whole thing. It's amazing. It looks like he's got stuff to do. It makes him look busy. It's so cute. I love that you let him buy all this stuff. His little hobby, looking busy. Look at me. I'm busy. Adorable.
John's hobby, looking busy.
It is.
John's cracking up, by the way.
You guys do is shop online and drink white wine. It's so cute. But you want to look like, oh, look how busy we are. Oh, we're busy.
I don't think we've ever drunk white wine, but okay.
Busy. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I'm exhausted from leaf blowing yesterday. I like watching you guys garden, but it always worries me they're going to ask me to do something, and I don't want to kill any plants because they're so precious. your little friends. Look at them all, the little cactuses, your little friends that you talk to and stuff.
Okay, so when are you leaving again? When are you going back to England?
We got to go. We've loved it, but we got to go. When you got to go, you got to go. I like doing the show with no one in the room. This is great having no one here. Is anyone listening to any of this stuff? Are we talking to nobody?
I think we're on Instagram Live. Are we, Brittany?
I don't have access to, I'm not an admin on our Alice973 account.
Oh, so you should have put it on mine. Darn it all. That would have
I can put it on yours. You can go live right now, but I need your password. I can go on mine.
I'm not sure I know what my password
is. You know, midway through, I'll just hop on mine.
It might be this. Well, yeah, go ahead. Try it.
Vinny, when do you get your results?
I don't know. Let me check.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. He's checking now. But what if you have it? Then what are you going to do?
Then I'm going to stay away from my child because she already has a compromised immune system. And I'm going to wait out whatever symptoms I get. And I'll continue to do the show as long as I'm healthy enough. And when I'm not, I'll call in sick. But, you know, I look, most people who get COVID, it is very much like the flu. You don't have, it's not a death sentence necessarily. You wait it out and you get better and, you know, you go back to life.
Vinny's is manifesting as a little a tummy thing. He's got the trots.
Oh.
Although now Sarah, he's got the nothings. What?
What are you doing?
Oh, he loves stuff like this. You know that.
That's good. Yeah. That's great, though. That's good for you because I love having a
little
trot.
No, but now that's not happening.
Oh, right. Are you stuck? Is it not stuck?
I'm stuck. At the moment, I have not had, it's been a little while since I've had a proper evacuation, yes. Oh.
Have you done the child's pose in the shower?
Oh.
That helps.
I've not done any poses in the shower. Yeah. No. No, I haven't
I can
that.
Send you some photos of me in the shower if you need them. And you want to undress, first off, and then drink some coffee. And then
Scott, let me ask you, hold on, yes. Forget about this. Let me ask you a question. I know that you are quarantined with your husband, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Quarantined in quotes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're loosely stated quarantined. So are you two having, because of the proximity, has your relationship changed at all? Is are you guys still having regular sex life? Are you guys still... Do you sext each other via telephone or from another room to be hot?
Right.
Or
no, we the music never stops with Brazilians. We can't keep our hands off of each other because we're in a studio apartment, so we're constantly about 3 feet away from one another anyway. So yeah, we're still practicing the marriage vows. We are. We're rehearsing marriage
for
as
better.
Would you
or
say
worse.
That's? Yeah. Would you say that's daily or just weekly? Like God. Once a week or?
Honey, I don't. I should, where is he? I would say it's. I'd say weekly. I'd say it's. Yeah, weekly. Yeah, yeah.
Once a week.
Sometimes more than that, but I would say on average once or twice. Yeah, yeah. That's good, right? Is that all right?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I would expect. The answer to have been more, but I was curious because I do know that this quarantine's affected everyone's relationships.
Well, we do
one
other
way
stuff, but we only fully throttle about twice a week. But we do other things, we take a
you mean
we take
you
a spin
do
around.
Other things.
Yes, we take a spin around the curve, or we take a walk together, or yeah, all that. So I pick up diamonds off the floor. Yes.
Are those references to different types of sex things? What do you mean we do different things?
Picking diamonds off the floor is an old Joan Rivers joke. So, yes, I pick up diamonds off the floor as often as possible. So we do a bit of that, And
diamonds?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
That means your face is close to the floor and you're using your mouth to pick up diamonds?
No, it means you have to bend over to pick up the diamonds. So
with your cheeks?
Yes, I bend over to pick up the diamonds.
How is that helpful? I don't understand.
Well,
how
I'm bent over, and so then
yeah.
Nice.
I see. It's a bend over thing. It's not about the diamonds.
By the way,
diamonds.
We're on
it's about the...
Instagram Live now.
We're on Brinny Boy's Instagram Live.
Oh, hi, Brinny. Hi, how are you?
Hey. Hi, Scott. Good to
you're
see
good.
You.
Hey, Brin. It's always nice to see. How the kids? How's everything? How's the COVID? You COVID okay? How's your COVID?
My COVID's good. I'm fine.
You got a good COVID, Brad. Really
okay,
COVID.
This is...
what? Look.
A little out of hand. You cannot sexually molest our producer over this.
I'm molesting his COVID. My husband's got to make a coffee cake. Are you guys up for it?
Well, we just went keto yesterday, so I'm going to say no, but I might have to make an exception. So I've been seeing that.
When you just walked in here and turned around, I thought, they better widen these chairs in this room because Sarah's here. I'm glad, though.
Oh, my God. Sarah, that's
true.
Your friend.
I swear to God, my ass is double the size it used to be. It's so huge.
No, but I'm glad that it's a first step toward healing is realizing it. So what's your diet going to become now? What is it now?
I don't want to talk anymore.
Is it just meat and veg?
I just found out my ass is as wide as I thought it was.
It's just meat and veg, right?
It's just meat and veg.
No meat. That's good. That's good, right? And what else should it be anyway? That's just survive.
I don't know. Coffee cake, I guess. Mm. But I guess I'm not having any of that since you just pointed out I'm a wide load.
Well, you know what? We'll leave it as a goal. We can freeze it. And then when you think you deserve it, you go in the freezer, unthaw it, look at it, realize you don't deserve it, put it back in the freezer. It's a good test for you, right? It's a good goal. That's what they say in these diets. You always want a goal, don't you? Right? Yeah. John looks skinny. How come John's skinny?
Because John's John. He's always skinny.
All right. Is he going to do the diet thing too?
He's the one who's I think he's doing it for me.
All right.
Because he's always, but he's one of the, you know how guys are. They always think they're fat or they're this. And meanwhile, he's perfect. And I'm clearly the one he's going on the diet for.
Well, that's sweet.
That the stuff is not in the house.
That is sweet. Mm. Well, did you have to throw food away?
Did we have to? No, we didn't throw. We used it up over the weekend. We started Monday. So last night we had sausage with sauerkraut and grilled zucchini. It was delicious. Yeah, no rolls.
Wow. And what are you gonna have tonight? What are you looking forward to?
I don't.
What are you hungry for? What do you want? What do you want?
He shrugged his shoulders. He doesn't know. I'll just have sausage every night. You know how much I love sausage.
Oh, wow.
Just give me some sausage.
Yeah, give it to me. Give me that sausage.
Without chewing.
I love that sausage.
Chaunch. I'm into that.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Oh,
I truly was.
Well, what happened? We were talking about nice meals, family show.
Yeah.
You know what? A slimming, if you want protein, Sarah, a very slimming protein. Pork is good. Pork is
I
nice.
Love pork.
Yeah, have a little pork. Yeah. Be fun.
Pork is delicious. Mm. Yeah, honey, I'd like pork tonight. Let's do grilled. No. I got a hard no on that.
All right.
Apparently, no matter what I want, it's not going to happen.
Just watch your gout, because that fires up with you sometimes, Sarah. Just watch the gout.
I don't have gout. You're thinking of Bryn.
What? No, I thought you had gout.
No, Bryn has gout.
Bryn, you have gout?
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
I
think it does run in your family,
he just
though,
thinks you're
Sarah.
Me, I guess. What's that?
Gout is in your family, though, so.
Yeah, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
Knock wood.
Yeah.
Right now you don't.
Oh, Bryn.
Oh, what are you wishing it on me?
I'm not wishing it. I'm just saying.
Oh,
just
my
make
God.
Sure you watch, watch what you eat. Don't be like me. You know what I'm saying?
Bryn, is salmon a bad thing to eat when you have gout?
You're not supposed to eat any red meat. I think salmon's okay.
All right.
All right.
It's all about the
Well, listen,
acid.
I hope you enjoy your stay at the guest house. I'll come over and turn the heat on for you later without ripping the thermometers off the wall.
I've got to hand wash some underwear over there. Is that okay?
Please.
If I hand wash some underwear?
Use it to your heart's content. All no right. one will be going in there for at least a week after you
I
leave,
only
so.
Hand wash my underwear. I don't machine wash it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're... So you're leaving next week, right?
Tuesday, we're leaving Tuesday.
Yeah. And then going back to, so you haven't been in your apartment in 5 months and you have no idea what the state of it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely no idea.
And they're putting two stories worth of, on top of
eight
your...
luxury flats above us, yes.
So, and
it's
that's been
be
going splendidly so
disaster.
Far.
Oh my God, it's going to be horrible. Yeah. We're still not looking forward. And also, there's only five people booked on our flight. We called yesterday. We called BA. And
oh my God.
I know. There's only five people booked.
That sounds like a dream.
Well, either that or it's not going to happen. So we may not go. I don't know. The guy was very nice. They're very nice on the phone, the airlines now, because they have no one to talk to, it sounds like.
They need business badly. Yeah, I mean, that's a story in the news that the airlines they're going to have to reconfigure.
Yeah, because but the problem is they reconfigure and then things go back to normal someday and they're going to be woefully underprepared for the demand.
Well, they're not serving any hot food on the plane, so they've told you if you want... Just really basically to bring your own food with you. But he was very sweet about, where we can move around. And there might be some promotional deals when we get to the gate and all this stuff. Meaning there's no one booked on the flight except us and four other people whom my husband's also stalking. I just called him my father. Whom my husband is also following. He stalked you in your garden.
That is weird. I don't know how I feel about that. That he's out. Did you hear that Edson was lurking outside our fence yesterday and spying through the knotholes?
Yeah,
the peep hose.
I suggest you wear a bra when you're in the garden, Sarah. For God's sake, Jesus! What if someone walks by? Just wear a bra. That's all we ask. Something.
I haven't worn a bra since March 13th. That was the last day I had one on. All right, great.
This is the first I've heard. If you remember when we first met Edson, he used to say he was 80% straight or something like that.
Yeah.
I would think that he wouldn't, or Sarah wouldn't need to worry about him ogling her, but it does seem that there's still obviously a percentage of hetero in him, huh?
He's just creepy to sneak around people's fences.
He likes to touch in.
He's all over the Instagram right now. He's talking to people. Yeah. He's saying hello. Under Scott Caporal's handle, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what am I creating? Oh,
okay, let's go ahead and
I'm going to retire that Instagram page, I think, before we
Scott, it's a delight to see you.
Although, yes, it's been very nice. Thank you. Brr, I'm still freezing. I have a little, my fingertips, I'm just feeling them now being in this warm room.
Okay.
My fingertips.
I'm very
Make sure you get that money back.
Goodbye. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bye. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.